And once again, we are recording from the 4th Annual East Bay Comic Con
2017,
held at the Crown Plaza in Concord. Make sure you guys are checking it out next year, because by the time you're listening to this, it's already going to be over.
Well, we got to stop crying now, because we have like bona fide superheroes here
at
our table.
Mr. Incredible and Frozone.
Yes, we have actually two. Go ahead and introduce yourselves.
Mr. Incredible, also known as Vigilante Geek, Giuliano.
And I'm Jennifer, going by Frozone today.
Guys, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, so so first off, awesome costumes.
Thank you. They look great.
They look really well done.
Photos will be on our Facebook and Instagram page with this.
Oh, sweet.
So how long have you guys been cosplaying?
Since last March. SatCon was actually our first con.
Nice. Okay. What'd you guys go as?
I think I went up, what did I go as? I was Bane. I shaved my head and everything and was pumping iron for like a good year just so I can
get into the
role. That's commitment.
Yeah.
Break the Batman's back, you know what I'm saying?
So did you do classic Bane, or is it like the movie, the Dark
Knight
Rises
Hardy
Bane?
Version.
The Tom Hardy version.
You know what? I like that one. Just because, number one, his voice was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
I can actually do his voice, too.
Really? Give us a little bit.
Or perhaps he's wondering why you shoot a man.
Wow.
You have a plane.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Dude,
it needs to be a little muffled. I always have to use a cup.
Well, with the mask on, it just makes
totally
it perfect.
Unnecessary.
Right?
Have you guys seen the Lego Batman movie yet?
No, it's on my list, though.
Oh, I watched
it
yesterday with my son, and
nice.
I had a good time. It's one of those things where if you know about Batman, they throw a ton of reference. Like, from this, they talk about the 60s show. They'll talk
that's
about
awesome.
The Tim Burton movie. They do some funny jokes about that, but I realize all those things my son does not understand.
Yeah, when we went to go see the Lego movie, and Batman did his whole song, he's like, darkness, no parents, and we're like laughing our heads off, and nobody else in the theater was laughing because they don't know that his parents are dead. And
yeah,
I'm like,
they didn't get that, or why
like,
he's sad. There's more singing in it. There's a lot of singing in the new
nice.
One. Yes, you'll enjoy it. You'll enjoy
one
it.
One of the very few movies that you saw both DC and Marvel characters in the same movie
right.
for the Lego movie.
Yeah.
That's the closest we're ever going to get to it for the time being.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe in the future they'll come out with DC versus Marvel. I don't know.
Cool. You know how it is. It's just like one of them's going to say like, oh, these guys can't beat this. Oh, these guys can't beat that. Yeah. Da, da, da. Meh, meh, meh. You know, whatever.
Exactly.
So you guys are doing The Incredibles.
Yep.
What are some other cosplays down the pipeline?
For me, familiar with Legend of Zelda?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I am going
to be... Dude, we're a podcast that talk a lot about video games.
Yes.
Okay, cool. I am going to be cosplaying in the future as Ganondorf.
Sweet.
And I started building the armor plates and everything. And
The full-on outfit, huh?
Yeah. From Hyrule Warriors.
Yeah.
What?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. Definitely got to check that out.
And then I'm going to be doing the Arkham Knight Batman.
Oh, wow.
Plates and all. Cool. I'm making sure that the plates move with my body movements.
Oh, okay, cool. So it's not just going to be there as a placeholder. It's actually going to...
Yeah.
Nice,
it's
nice.
It's really hard, but expensive.
Yeah, really hard.
Hard
wow.
And expensive.
Yeah. So I'm assuming you do this all yourself?
Yeah.
How long have you been making your own costumes?
Couple years, but I haven't been going to conventions until last year.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So you were just wearing them like for Halloween?
Halloween.
Okay.
Costume contest on Halloween. And I always wanted to go to a comic convention. I was like, you know, it's
yeah,
about
that's
time.
You should do it. You should totally
I mean,
be doing
like
it.
This is the perfect one to start out with, too.
Oh, yeah.
East Bay Comic Con is very chill, very relaxed.
Right.
We can just go and walk around, have a good time. When you start hitting the things like WonderCon or even Comic-Con, that's exhausting.
Oh, yeah.
It's
yeah.
huge. Don't get me wrong. It is awesome. But you just look around, and you just by seeing everywhere you have to go, you're just like,
definitely.
Man.
And then you're going to get stopped, and people are going to want to take a picture.
Yeah.
Our first con was it was a SatCon, and then I wore heels. Horrible mistake.
Oh.
I was Bumblebee from DC.
Oh.
It's all a lot of fun, you know, so it makes it worth it, but...
You were exhausted by the end of the day.
And my next one was Ezio from Assassin's Creed.
Yes.
And
did you wear heels then?
No, I wore boots without heels. But whatever cosplay I do next, no gloves.
No gloves?
What's down the pipeline for you?
I don't really know. This is like... We just like came up with this like the other day, and I was like, "Yeah, like let's go." So
this is a spur of the moment thing, then.
Yeah.
Oh, very nice.
We found out about the con one of my friends posted on Instagram, and I was like, oh, dude, we got to go.
Is this your first East Bay Comic Con visit? First?
Yes, it is.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How are you guys liking it so far?
It's cool.
It's nice. Yeah, it's very nice.
I'm looking forward to other cons this year, but it's been so long. This is a good way to ease back into it for the year, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I go to a lot. I've gone to a lot of conventions, and I can imagine. I don't go in costume ever, but I can imagine, like, especially if you're gonna have to wear heels or anything.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you don't want to do that. The most inconvenient costume I've ever seen was this woman wore a. She did her own version of the Rocketeer, but she, you know, female version.
Oh,
so
wow.
It was since it was a very a 40s style bombshell look.
Okay.
She had like a short skirt and like really tall heels, and
oh.
She looked great. But I was like, "How are you walking around like this?"
Yeah,
very uncomfortable.
With a helmet and everything,
oh.
Like full on helmet. I'm like,
"That's commitment." You know,
yeah, no, that is commitment. I'm like, I can't do that. I cannot. I would like, no, put on some sneakers, girl. It's okay.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's just more so of the resources, not having the resources or the currency to buy said resources. That kind of so it falls for me. Otherwise, I would. I'd totally
yeah.
cosplay.
Yeah, I my first original cosplay was. Black Adam.
Oh, and wow.
I sewed the whole thing by hand. I didn't have a machine, so, but I did it in a budget, and it turned out really good. I was very surprised.
So the outfit you're wearing now, is that handmade?
No,
okay.
Unfortunately not.
What's
all right.
What's the dream cosplay? What's the ultimate goal that you just need to hit? Like, you already have an idea of what you're going to be doing, but what do you want to eventually hit that you can't do quite yet?
I would like to do something with metal work where I don't know how to explain it. Right now, with the Ganondorf cosplay I'm doing, you know, it's not all metal, you know. But I would like to do full on metal where
okay,
it
like
looks
real heavy. Life armor essentially.
Yeah, that's the goal. But right now it's hand sewing, plastic. You know, all that foam.
So, kids, everybody who's in home ec class, trust me, those sewing classes will lead to something awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I wish I knew how to sew. I really do, just because, like, you know, I have, just for practical reasons, like, hey, my button popped off. How do I fix this?
Yeah.
Right.
It's like, oh, the jacket I'm wearing now, I have a button that came off, and I'm like, oh, let me fix this. And it is terrible, and it took me forever, and it was frustrating.
Right.
Yeah, it's my like, first cosplay, I tried.
You're like,
so
I just want to buy a new jacket now.
Yeah, pretty much.
I went to Joann Fabrics to try to buy the fabric, and I tried to sew it on myself, and I got so frustrated. I can sew, but for that long, it just became tedious. I tried cutting like some V's for my chest, and they were coming out uneven, and I got like more and more frustrated. So I actually went to a place where they do alterations, and the lady surprisingly got it to me in like 3 days, and I was like, thank you so much.
you are awesome.
Yeah.
It was like you're like a little awkward. It's like, I need this to happen for my costume.
Mm-hmm.
Can you get done? She looked at you and said, 3 days. Okay, thanks.
For whatever reason, she had an accent when she said it. 3 days, 3 days.
3 days.
Here's a ticket.
Kind of like Edna from The Incredibles.
No capes!
Yeah, no capes are out.
Yeah, we actually considered capes, and then we're like, wait, no, the movie said no capes.
No capes. Although I'm four capes, they're very dramatic. You just gotta get the tearaway ones.
Oh yeah.
You know who rocks the cape right? It's Storm.
Oh yeah, because she has them on her wrist.
Right.
And it looks good.
She rocks them right.
And with the storm going on, it just sways. You know, it's just awesome. It's perfect.
Constant weather changes and everything.
Oh yeah.
And it never gets in her face because it's again attached to her arms, her
wrists.
Yeah.
When I did my Ezio cosplay, it was so cool, like having a cape and like walking down the streets of San Francisco with it flowing behind me, and I felt like.
Did you have your head tilted down just a little bit?
Yes, I have my cape and everything.
You had to do it, right?
Right
on. Okay, guys, if you guys have an Instagram that you want people to see as far as your cosplay, by all means, let it out.
Vigilante_geek777. I know it's long, but that's my cosplay.
Can you say it again, please?
Vigilante_geek777.
Right on.
Check
and
it out.
Mine is Jen's the name, J-E-N-N-Z, the name. And also for my YouTube channel, it's Jen Station. Yeah.
Awesome.
Right
awesome. That's great.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank
appreciate
you
it. And keep up the good work with the cosplay.
Thank you.
This is awesome.
Tell your friends about us.
Oh, definitely will.
Give them stickers. We've got stickers.
We've got stickers right in front of you.
We'll take stickers.
Well, not yes, you can take these, but ours are over like right in front of you right there.
Definitely will.
Again, guys, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And we're back at the 4th annual East Bay Comic Con.
Yeah, 2017.
Randy Kings has joined me once again on this awesome day. And we have some really cool cosplayers with us right now. Ladies, say hello.
Hello.
Hi.
You guys, the thing with podcasts is people can't necessarily see.
Just so you know, that last high, there was a wave that went with that. I think I felt that wave in the audio.
So sorry.
We want everybody to reach out to their speaker and know that we're waving to you.
Yes.
We're waving to you.
But please introduce yourselves and who you're cosplaying as.
I'm Haley. I'm 24, and I'm cosplaying as Alex Danvers from Supergirl.
Awesome.
I am Ariella. I am 18, and I am Supergirl. Not cosplaying. I am.
Wow.
Supergirl.
See, look at that.
Right on. That.
But you both look great. So, I totally saw it. I'm like, hey, that's Supergirl.
So,
Supergirl.
Let's not piss off Supergirl. Otherwise, she's going to knock us into next week.
Oh, yeah. I'm stronger than I look. I swear.
Okay. I'm like, that's the case. Can you, like, fly me down to the pizza place down the way? I need to pick something
up. Yeah, I was hoping to go to Habits for lunch. You just give me a quick drop
off.
Well,
if you guys want her to taxi you around, you're going to have to pay or something.
Hey, that's right. I'm not going to say we're fine. Not.
I didn't say we weren't, but, you know, it's faster
than
an Uber.
If it's both of you, then it's going to be $50 a mile. Just saying.
Well, we're not going that far. I'm just lazy.
So it's like a quarter of a mile. It's only going to cost me like $12.50. All right, I'm down.
Fair enough. That's cheaper and faster than Uber.
Down.
Yeah,
there
I know,
we
right?
go. So how long have you guys been cosplaying for?
Oh, gosh. I've been doing cosplay stuff since I was in high school. I started going to Fanime way back in like 2007.
That slows down all of San Jose, by the way.
I
see that, and I'm just like,
well,
oh.
You know, it used to not. It used to be a lot smaller than it is now. It's gotten really, really popular, so it's much bigger and much more crowded than it used to be.
It also doesn't help that location they've been working on for, like, years.
They've been remodeling the San Jose Convention Center for a couple of years now. I think they're mostly done at this point, but it's gotten big enough that they've completely moved Artists Alley to a different venue.
Yeah, the tent.
You have to go down to the convention tent. You have to walk, like, a block away. And everything else is pretty much still the same, but they've like it's gotten really big, which is great for them. They're getting lots of business, but it definitely does slow some things down. It's like I wasn't able to go last year, unfortunately, but in previous years, I remember like the game hall used to be open all the time. Mm-hmm. I think now I don't know if it's still that way or if they close it for a few hours.
I didn't go last year, but yeah, from my memory, serves me sometimes it's not open all the time.
Yeah, so it used to be open all the time.
Yep.
They would close Artist Alley and they'd close the Dealer's Hall, but the Gamer's Hall would be open all the time. So we'd be in there for like, we'd start at like 1 a.m. and just gather up everybody who was still awake and just play huge rounds of Ninja and all of this other stuff, and it was so much fun.
I'm going to say you made me feel really old by saying I used to go way back when to 2007 because I think I've been going to that con.
It's official, sir. We're old fogies.
Just 2000. I'm going to say 2000 because if anything before that's made me feel really sad.
Yeah.
I don't think I even remember 2007. I don't think I'm old enough to remember 2007 at this point.
Possibly.
That's okay. No, it's okay. It's all right.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a theater person, so I've always done this sort of stuff, and Halloween was always a really big deal for me.
Yeah.
But I didn't start actually going to conventions and doing, like, legitimate cosplay in that way until I was in high school.
So were you inspired by something that you saw, or you thought to yourself, hey, wait a minute, I can do that?
It was sort of a combination of both of them. Like, I started to see a lot more stuff online of, like, images of people cosplaying. And I also had my group of friends at that time were really starting to get into it. And we were really into Inuyasha and Fullmetal Alchemist and, a lot of the animes that had become really popular in the U.S. during that period of time. And so from that, we sort of decided to just go for it and see what it was like. So the first year that I went to Fanime, I didn't cosplay, but I did the second time.
What was it?
I was Soi Fong from Bleach.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
wow.
Nice.
Yeah, I still have the whole outfit. And the wig, the main part of the wig is in a box somewhere, but I have they had like these two little hair attachments that you had to clip in at the bottom, and I still have those.
Nice.
And what about you, Supergirl? How long have you been cosplaying for?
Well, like Haley, I also have been big into Halloween ever since I was really little. Like, I was doing photo shoots for some of my costumes, like, in middle school and early high school. And then about 2 years ago, I'm like, hey, you know what? They're making this Deadpool movie, and Deadpool's my favorite character, like, ever. And I actually kind of act like him. So I think I'm going to just do that. So I made that outfit, and yeah, and that's where the cosplay actually started with the conventions, and now I do mostly superheroes.
And it just started spiraling from there.
It went spiraling way out of control. Like, I have about 20 at this point.
Well, which convention did you go to as Deadpool?
Fanime.
Last year. I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay. Wow.
It went way.
Actually, did you guys see that someone actually did an anime of Deadpool?
Yes, I've seen clips of it. It's the best.
Yes, it's really
so
good,
great.
Right?
Yes.
Yes, it's so great. So great.
That's why I know that she showed it to
it's
me.
It's like my favorite. I have like the clip saved on my computer of the bit where he like where Deadpool's first introduced in the anime and he like goes up to the camera and like starts talking. He breaks the fourth wall and starts talking to the audience. It's so funny.
It's Deadpool. Of course he broke
it's
the fourth
so great.
Wall. He broke 16 walls in the movie.
Oh, that's right.
Yep.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
It's good memory on that one.
That's always been me. Memory with quotes.
I was actually really excited when he was introduced in Marvel vs. Capcom 3, and his ultra move was grabbing his health bar and beating his opponent mercilessly with it.
I like that he talks crap about the person playing the game. Because, hey, man, it's not my fault. It's the guy on the controller. I'm like, oh, yeah.
He pushed the wrong button.
I can only control my own movements to a certain degree, you know?
But, yeah, no, actually, I remember I was really excited when I saw him in Disney XD does the was it Ultimate Spider-Man? They actually introduced Deadpool in it, and he's very funny because he talks about his origin. They keep asking, you know, Spider-Man doesn't know who Deadpool is. It's like, oh, so what's your deal? It's, oh, he gives this crazy origin story. I'm like, isn't that Wolverine's origin story? What are you doing here? And you find out like, no, he's just Crazy Town. Like when they're supposed to go like rescue, I think it was Nick Fury from Taskmaster, and Taskmaster's like, Deadpool, what are you doing here? And immediately freaks out and is like, nope, everyone trying to kill him. I'm like, yeah, Spider-Man, way to go. You're tagging along with a sociopath. Did not even know it.
And he also tries to censor himself, too, if you recall. He goes, we're going to K-word them. You mean kill? Yeah, you know, we don't like to say that. You know, we're just going to make them
unalive.
Unalive
them. Unalive
them. They'll be unalive. There was a Tumblr post that was going around a little while ago of somebody was saying, like, they should include Deadpool in the X-Men movie, and because it's PG-13, there should only be one curse word allowed, and so it would be like this huge joke that throughout the entire movie, Deadpool would just be waiting and waiting and waiting for the right moment to drop the F-bomb.
Yeah, we
and
get
then,
one.
And then Wolverine would do it.
He's like, fuck.
And then he'd throw this huge
tantrum. He'd be like, what the fuck are you holding your mouth for?
What is wrong with you?
And then, as soon as that happened, Deadpool would just go like,
no. No, it'd be funny if he goes, cut.
Yep.
We actually had in the previous episode, we talked about, because, you know, the idea of they're making the Deadpool with Wolverine.
Yeah.
And then we said, what if they made it, but then they need to implement Hugh Jackman's talents as an actor and have it be where Deadpool will see, like, delusions of Wolverine singing and dancing.
Yes.
And I was like, we are on board with this. I will watch it.
Yeah,
why not?
We were talking about that for a good 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah, it was very in-depth, too. We're like,
What would be great is if they had Deadpool do a cameo in the new Wolverine movie that's coming out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just have him show up.
Just have all the cameos.
Just have him show up and try to give a little bit of, like, adult fatherly advice to Wolverine's daughter.
What's going on?
And then have it not show up so and be well. Like, what are you
actually,
doing?
I don't want that. I'd want him to go, hey, little girl, you want some candy? And just have him say something like that. Would you like some candy?
Oh, he totally
like in a van. Like, have him just open a van and be like, hey, what's up, little girl? And Wolverine just comes like, don't talk to him. Don't talk to him.
And we're leaving.
He just picks her up and like, throws him over his shoulder like, you don't want to talk to that. That's just a mess.
He's like, no. No, don't talk to him.
And then and Deadpool's like, no, a hot mess.
A hot mess.
Yeah, you have to include hot.
Yes.
It doesn't work otherwise.
So, are you guys enjoying the convention so far?
Yeah.
I've seen you guys walking around.
Around and around.
Yes.
And around.
You've seen anything good. All right. Like, how many, on average, like when you're doing your costumes, how often do you get stopped to take photos?
Every 5 minutes.
Every
at
5 minutes.
It
minutes.
Depends on the costume, to be really honest. You know, it depends on, like, the popularity of whatever show you're from and the character and all of that stuff.
And
like,
also depends on how much of your cleavage you're showing.
Well, yeah. Oh, that's a.
I'm sorry.
No.
Let's be real here.
I'm being honest. I'm like, as a guy, I feel terrible. It's like, ugh, yeah, that happens.
No, girls do it too. Girls do it too.
It's like,
oh.
Good to know. At least it's equal opportunity.
Both ways, equal opportunity.
Equal opportunity. Like,
you do run into some equal opportunity offenders, especially at the conventions and stuff.
First time for everything. Today, someone actually grabbed my butt during a photo shoot.
Oh,
First time for everything.
Not cool.
And it was a Deadpool, and I was like, okay, you know what? If you're going to do that, you just started something. I'm going to start grabbing your butt, too.
Nope.
You did, right? You grabbed his
butt. I did not. I refrained.
Oh, you should have.
I refrained. I was really thinking about it, but I was like,
Give him what he, you know,
give him what for. Yeah, give him what for.
I'd
be like, nope, do it. Let's make it really awkward. I'm like, nope, going for the front.
See, now like, if I was dressed as Lady Deadpool, I would have. But yeah. I mean, with Supergirl, my face is showing, and I'm too adorable to like really pull that off right now. Like,
that makes it even better. That makes it so much better.
I love it that she knows it too. Like, I'm way too adorable for this.
That is definitely something I pull on everyone. I used to get free stuff all the time because I would just be really adorable at these cons, wearing like a little Harley Quinn costume or whatever. It was like a steampunk Harley Quinn costume. I'd walk over to the table and be like, Harley Quinn's my favorite character ever. And then they're like, oh, you're so cute. Do you want a print of this nice drawing I took like 20 hours on? And I was like, yeah, of course.
What's so funny is that we're actually behind an artist who does have a Harley Quinn print.
I saw that.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm going to tell him your secret just so you know because he's
be
being
right
really
back.
Cool with us.
I'm going to get one of those.
Is there a Supergirl one?
Yeah. I mean, one of the other cosplays that I did where I got stopped for tons of photos was when I did a Portal cosplay with my brother.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I got a Portal gun and had a stuffed companion cube, and I was Chell, and my brother was Doug.
Oh, wow.
The scientist from the comics.
Yeah, yeah.
And we actually had some professional photographers come up and ask us to do, like, shoots.
Wow. Stuff.
That's cool. Yeah. Did you actually have, like, a... Because I've seen people in the costume have, like, the portal with them.
Oh, yeah.
So you can go through it.
I don't think that she... I think I have some... I have some pictures of it on my Facebook, so I can pull one up. But she didn't superimpose anything like that into it. But it was down on the lower level of the San Jose Convention Center where all of the pillars are.
Yeah.
So it was
wow, that makes it look
exactly.
like it's the it,
yeah,
it's the
it
it's the
really
testing
perfect.
Grounds.
It's the facility.
The facility.
All right,
well, while she's pulling that up, do you guys have any Instagrams that you guys want to plug
I
throw out there?
I do have an Instagram.
I don't have an Instagram.
What?
I have three.
How is it that
hold on. Let's get back. Let's back. I'm sorry. We're not trying.
Doesn't have an Instagram.
I know. I'm just really late on that bandwagon. I'm a theater person, so I've been in school for... I have only been out of school for about a year, and I've been building my adult life since then.
Yeah, you can still have that. I'm married. I have a child. I have an Instagram. I'll tell you now.
Yeah.
I have that.
I
get it, though. When you're, you know what it is? You're trying to be in the moment and be in the present. But if you have a Facebook page, come on, you can get an Instagram.
Yeah, no.
Come on,
it's
a lot easier.
I just haven't gotten around to making it yet.
It's like... Oh, that looks great. Yeah. That looks great. We're definitely going to be talking about that. We're going to post things like that on our Facebook.
This is my cover photo on Facebook right now.
That looks fantastic.
That's cool,
oh, my gosh.
Dude.
Yeah, so talk about where can people see that? So because we're on the audio podcast.
Yeah, I know. If you guys can give me your email or something, I can, like, send it to you.
We'll work that offline. Okay. We'll work that offline so we can post things like that on there. But, yes, now, you who's with the times.
Yes.
So. I know. I have a Facebook, and that's the most up at the times.
You know what I'm going to say? There's a funny thing, because we have another co-host here who just recently started using Amazon. And
oh, my gosh.
Like, recently. Nice. And he's, like, a guy who's, like, he is about technology and everything. And, like, people will know that I tell the story a bit about our friend, Sean. But he just recently got into Amazon. I was like, no, man, I like being in a... Seeing in the store, I'm like, you could do that.
You can get it so much cheaper.
Exactly. We can get it from Amazon.
Trust me, we've gone back and forth with
the
guy.
We're like, dude,
just
go on Amazon. You want to save some money? Yeah, go to Amazon. It's okay.
Yep.
Not everything you can get on Amazon, but you can get a lot.
Yeah, you can.
You can get a lot. But anyway, so what is your social media that we can see?
So I have two. I have one that's cosplay and one from craft business. But the cosplay one is...
Well, both.
Yeah,
both.
Tell us both.
Okay.
Wait,
The cosplay one is Rare Element Cosplay, and that's like rare as in like not very common, and element as in like the periodic table of elements. Yeah. And that's
sounds legit. Great.
Yeah, no, that's good.
Yeah. It took me way too long to come up with that name. Like I was thinking. I just sat there for like 3 hours. You just sat there watching me.
I get the same way when I play role playing games and they have you name the protagonist. I'm like,
yeah, yeah.
I know, right? Or like especially with all of the new games that they're coming out with, where you have all of the customization options for your character.
Yeah.
It's so crazy.
It's crippling. It's like, oh, I can't do that.
My characters always look ridiculous.
I think it's really fun though.
I end up not intentionally doing it, but I've had it where there was a run of games I played where it was essentially me, but I looked emo.
Nice.
And I was like, oh man.
You had the hair shield, didn't you?
Yes.
And then it's like when you're in the character builder and you're adjusting all of the like characteristics, it looks really good there.
And then
you take
like
it
crap.
Into the game and the lighting changes.
Yeah, and it looks
and it's
terrible.
Like, oh, wait a second.
It looks terrible. It's like, aww. Oh.
And then by then it's too late. You can't make any more changes.
I remember when my friend got me to play the Tiger Woods games. There was a feature on there where it would take a picture of your face and impose it into the character.
What?
And I took a picture of it and I saw myself. I'm like, God, I look ugly. I don't want to play this game anymore. This thing is just destroying my self-esteem right now.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
That's pretty much
That's
it.
That's okay, I feel that. I have about 8 pictures of me on my phone that actually I don't mind showing people. Like, not in cosplay, like, just other pictures of me. Like, that, those I have 8, and those are the only ones I let anyone else see. Everything else is gone. It's bad.
All right, well, please, for both your cosplay and your side business, your Instagrams, please.
So, my craft business is Azure Witchcraft, and it's witchcraft as in witch one, and it's all one word.
All right.
Yeah.
And your cosplay?
Rare Element.
Yeah, he's
Rare Element.
Yeah,
you did say Rare Element. That's right. All right.
Oh, yes.
Oh, we have business cards.
She has
cards. Wait. Hold on a second. You got to lead with that.
Yes.
Lead with the business cards. It's okay. It's okay.
I wasn't thinking.
It's all right. Hey, you're here. It's for fun.
Yeah,
thank
no,
you.
I've
awesome.
Been,
thank
I you. Unfortunately have had to like be a real adult for a little while and
gotcha.
A pleasure I have not yet partaken
and,
in.
And haven't had
it's okay.
the time
it's
to put all of these things together.
I hate adulting.
I know,
I hate it.
Right? It's like I feel like I've been doing nothing but adulting for the last couple months.
Well, that's why
like,
you got to go to a convention.
And this,
yeah, exactly.
And this is why we're here.
This is my first chance to not adult in a little while, and it's really
yeah.
great.
Dude, that's good. Disneyland did not be adults.
Oh, yes.
They
please.
Just raised the prices
did
for
they
tickets.
Again?
Yeah.
I have tickets already.
So, yeah, if you have them, then you're good.
Well, you're set.
Then you're good, but they just raised the prices. I'm very disappointed
they
by that.
Doing that.
For the rest
I
of
know
us.
That they, I know that they raised the season ticket prices a
yep.
while ago, and
they
then
they did it again.
Raised the another time.
Yep.
That sucks.
Well. On that sad note about Disney, they got to pay for that Star Wars tax. This is Brandy King's.
Disney.
And there's a manual here, and I guess we're cutting out.
And this is a manual at East Bay Comic Con, the 4th annual here in Concord at the Crown Royale. And I have the artist for the, and I'm sorry if I butcher this, Politiformers, issue number 4?
This is all of the issues. This is actually a series of blog posts that I wrote in 2013. And then that one card that you have in your hand is updated as of last week because there was one character in particular who showed up who matched up really well.
Well, before we begin, please, first, introduce yourself, sir.
Okay, great. Well, the blog name is Simplify. And write anonymously online, mostly on the website Daily Coz.
Oh, this is perfect then, because no one can see your face in a
exactly.
podcast.
Exactly. Until voice print technology overtakes us, and then I'm doomed. But
we are all going to be screwed when
yes,
that happens.
Totally. But it's Daily Coz is a big political forum, and so I've been kind of an ankle biter on there for a long time. This idea kind of came into my head a few years ago, and then it wrote itself. It's politicians from the past decade mashed up with Transformers characters from the original series.
So the one that I have in my hand right now is our president, Donald Trump,
okay.
being mashed together with Galvadon
yes.
from Transformers, which was Megatron's next form, correct?
Galvatron was Megatron's next form, that's correct. And there was not a politician crazy enough to be Galvatron.
Until now.
Until now.
Oh my god. So, what inspired this? When did you think Transformers... politics. Oh my god, it fits!
Yeah. Well, I grew up with those Transformers, and the politicians from the past decade, I can't even remember exactly what set it off, but for the trading cards, I realized that the tech specs on the back of the box of the original series Transformers that you get in the store was a great format for doing a little political commentary.
Oh, okay. And how long have you been doing this for?
Well, I've been blogging for over 10 years, but this particular thing just came about in 2013. And this is my first and only show with the cards.
Really?
I just printed them up this week. And, yeah, this is the debut. And maybe, I don't know if they'll be appearing again. Maybe not. I don't know. I've just been handing them out and helping
people.
Well,
I got myself a limited edition right here in case
that
doesn't happen.
Hoping people enjoy them and maybe check out the blog, Simplify on Daily Coz.
All right.
I also put it up on Cybertron because it is a little bit of a crossover to the cartoon world.
What kind of responses have you gotten on Cybertron?
Like very few people saw it, but the people who did were like, "You blew my mind, man!" I enjoyed that quite a bit.
Right on, dude. Okay, so what other ideas do you have down the pipeline? Like, this is really cool having a trading card, but is there anything else you're even just thinking about?
No, this is kind of a one-hit wonder. I mean, my usual thing is political commentary without the cartoon side, but having the familiarity there, totally.
I mean, it's probably going to be the best way to actually attract people into it, though, if you really
yeah.
think about it. Because very, very rarely do people actively say, "I want to talk about politics."
Well, and in a lot of, I'm not totally sure because I'm not as familiar with the genre, but in a lot of cartoons, it seems like the politics side is subtle and edged in from the side, and this is more on the nose.
Mm.
So it makes things a little more obvious.
Right on. Well, one more time, if you want to go ahead and give out your websites and everything, by all means, please.
So I'm it's Simplify on Daily Kos, dailycos.com. And it's not my website, but I'm I participate in the forums there. Also on Twitter at Simplicator.
Right on. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show, man. Thank you for the card.
Hey, thanks so much for the interview. Appreciate it.
And you have yourself a good one, man.
All right, you too.
And we're back here at the 4th Annual East Bay Comic Con.
And we are back.
Sean Vander has rejoined the podcast.
Yes. I interviewed these guys on the floor. These guys are really dope. And I thought, hey, let's invite them back here.
All right, dope dudes. Please, have at it. Introduce yourselves.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Okay. My name is Jacob LaCuesta. I am a Bay Area local. This is my first East Bay Comic Con, but you know, he kind of forced me around here. First time I go.
You have me to thank for this.
Yeah, I go to conventions all the time, but the thing is, this is the first time I went to a convention to actually enjoy it.
Well, I mean, you do that for like research and study and for your movie.
Oh yeah.
But I'm bringing you here today because I want to be a part of that community. Because I do this without recording people. I just like make friends and like get people's Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And when I did it with you, when I did it on your camera crew, it was fun to sort of interview people and ask what their thoughts were.
Dope.
But I care more about like where the passion comes from, and do you want to share that passion? Like, do you want to keep intermingling with other people on Instagram and Facebook and social media?
Yeah, definitely. I should really be more active with the people I've met on this long, extensive journey about going through all these conventions and stuff.
Okay, so he brought something up. Well, first of all, please introduce yourself.
Well, my name is also Jacob, but you can call me Scully.
So Scully.
Okay.
Because my last name is Skolnick, so Scully, you know. That's
yeah, that works. That works.
I like Scully. Okay, so he brought up something, actually. A movie?
Yeah, that was my question.
Yes, I am a film producer. I mainly focus on documentary film for the past year. I have been producing a documentary titled The Weeaboo, coming out in May.
The Weeaboo?
Yes, it's a documentary that analyzes Weeaboo culture through sociological, psychological, even philosophical, political aspects.
Well, I think, Jacob, like, before you really talk about this, why don't you describe to the audience what a Weeaboo is for
Please.
Those who aren't quite as familiar with the topic?
Well, a Weeaboo is basically someone who's typically so obsessed with Japanese culture that they begin to adopt the identity of Japanese, and they kind of do it in a way where they utilize anime's reference in order to like get this behavior, get this aspect, and they believe everything that is anime is Japanese culture, even though it's such a tiny little bit of the entire thing.
And they're usually of non-Asian descent too, usually
typically.
Caucasian.
It's not always Caucasian.
I don't know if you you guys must have read our minds or something, because we were actually having a conversation with some friends about how the Japanese culture is actually starting to adopt a lot of things from the States.
Oh, yes.
We were talking about just recently, it was just recently posted as far as going on for a while, is a lot of the Japanese culture is adopting the cholo lifestyle.
The cholo lifestyle?
If you
lifestyle.
Believe that, yes.
Yes.
What is a cholo lifestyle?
Cholo.
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 You know, like... the khakis, the wife beaters,
the
fedora hats,
the
lowriders.
Hair slicked back to the scalp.
Oh, wow.
Because
yes.
I remember hearing somewhere that in Japan, apparently they love both SpongeBob and Seth MacFarlane's Ted.
Oh, yes. Ted is very popular in Japan.
Huh.
Apparently, claw machines are stuffed with Ted plushies and everything.
Huh.
Well, I guess the standards over there are pretty low.
And not like gothy Lolitas or anything. I totally talked over your joke. I'm sorry.
You always do that.
And you even said, LaCuesta, that you yourself are going to Japan for research, right?
Yes. Well, I'm reaching towards the end of the movie, and I decided, well, this is kind of a last-minute decision. I'm going to go to Japan, and I'm going to kind of widen the viewpoint of the Weeaboo.
Okay, well, don't look behind you, and let's hope the dude from Death Note doesn't have your name.
Oh, we've already had some death threats from weeaboos already. They are just scribbling, man. They are scribbling in their death notebooks.
Okay,
they are.
Just be quiet. All right,
I've spent a year researching this. I'm
sharpening
so done.
Their plastic
Yeah, you can't wait till you finish up. It's done. It's out there.
Yeah, like 5 months in making this documentary, I was already done. But no, right after this movie's done, I still got to go on tour with it.
Wow. Okay. And we'll also be doing a panel, right?
I
believe it was, which one was it? Sacramento?
Well, we're trying to see which
anime
conventions. Yeah, we're trying to get a panel at Sac Anime.
Nice.
We're
probably going to be there, but only in camera and microphone form.
But
nice.
Hopefully you don't get JFK'd by like a sharpened, you know, Shoryuken.
Oh, yeah, that's my biggest
fear. In the audience, because I feel like a few Naruto fans might not exactly appreciate what you're saying. and they might charge at you, doing the arms backward charge at you. And
oh, yeah. And this lunges. Movie.
Just activate your V-trigger real quick and just sidestep it. Yeah. It'd be fun.
V-trigger resets the frame, and you're good.
Yeah, you know what's really weird is that a lot of people tend to be offended by this movie, really. They're so triggered by it, and I don't know fully why.
Well, I'm just spitballing here, mind you.
Uh-huh.
I think it's more so the fact that you're putting it out to light for everybody else to see.
Yes.
And even though it's there, it's not really something that necessarily has a magnifying glass to it.
Uh-huh.
So when everybody else starts seeing it, let's be perfectly honest here, people can be pretty freaking cruel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're going to get roasted. That's mm-hmm. the sad truth of it all.
Yes.
And it's not. Okay. And I know that's not your intent. I know that's not what you're trying to
it
do.
It was the original intent.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Oh, yeah. You are trying to roast it.
No, no, no. It was like the intent, and then 10 minutes into the production, I changed everything.
Oh, I see.
Like, I got right in the field. I interviewed one person, maybe two people, and it just completely topsy-turvied.
Yeah.
It's very similar to those SNL sketches that kind of made fun of weeaboos. Because they weren't really trying to be insulting, or at least I don't think they were. They were just kind of calling it as they see it.
Mm-hmm.
But so many people got offended that the title actually read, you know, these people found these accurate depictions very offensive. And it's like, well, if that's the case, then that's more your fault than theirs. They're just calling it how they see it.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, I would say so.
So not to say that you're doing anything wrong either.
Yeah.
You're putting it out there. That's all you're really doing.
Uh-huh.
You're shining a light to it.
Yeah, but I mean, what you're really doing is just doing like a... There's a convention, I'm sorry. There is an independent film that a guy did about bronies.
Yes, I believe it's on Netflix. Right?
Yeah, and it's on Netflix. I only briefly watched it, maybe like 10, 30 minutes of it, and was like, I don't know.
You lie. You watched it, and you cried at the end.
No, I was like, you know, okay, I want to watch Daredevil. And then went from there. But, yeah, it sounds like what you guys are doing is kind of along the same lines. I mean, if you get offended by what you're watching, a film or whatnot, it just... It's on you.
Oh, yeah. This movie makes people cry, too, but in the horrible way.
Yeah. Okay. I try to keep this movie fairly balanced between both sides. I mean, it kind of like, it used to be, about a year ago, I was like really into the whole PC culture thing, but I kind of widened my view, and I'm kind of now very anti-PC, I would say.
Sugarcoat it. You used to be a weeaboo.
I used to be a weeaboo. Back in, freshman year all the way to sophomore year, I used to be a weeaboo. That's kind of what this movie's sort of based on.
I think we were all there at some point.
Yeah, we were all there.
Who didn't throw a Kamehameha at one point? Be honest here.
You're not... Yeah, I mean...
You didn't do that. You did not have a fun childhood.
Well, I did the Naruto run in
Marvel,
middle school.
I grew up in Marvel, and I pretended to be Spider-Man, so, you know, I was that.
Yeah.
So outside of that, how are you guys enjoying the con itself?
I am loving to meet all these people, doing all these fun things, all these panels. We're meeting people from the panels, too. We're also filmmakers, and they might collaborate with us sometime soon, maybe.
Oh, yeah, they're really fun people.
Dude.
Why aren't we meeting people at panels?
Because we're here.
Yeah, okay, good point. All right,
at this panel.
Yeah, point proven.
Yeah, we have our own all-day panel. What?
I like that. Now, thank you. Now I feel better about that. That's really awesome. Thank you.
Okay. So you are actually dressed up as Spider-Man.
Yes, I am.
The first Spider-Man of the Marvel Universe. That's what he basically wore the first time around before he got the upgrade.
So what happens was when Tony Stark comes to Peter Parker's house or apartment in Queens and he shows him that footage of Spider-Man in his like crappy costume, he had like a sweater, a hoodie, like goggles that you can't see through. I can't see through anyway. And that's what this costume is trying to emulate, the very first vigilante feel. And I love that iteration of Spider-Man.
You know what? It has a very hip-hop feel to me when I see that.
Oh, yeah.
It kind of does.
It does, right?
Yeah, DIY.
Because Spider-Man,
DIY. Wait.
DIY.
DIY. Do it yourself.
Yeah, because Spider-Man is an urban superhero, so give him an urban look. Like, give him a hoodie and goggles, because it makes him look kind of like... He doesn't know what he's doing, but he's trying to be a hero. And that's what I love about that costume so much. That's the genesis. Plus, I always loved Spider-Man with like darker colors and a hoodie because he looked way more like a ninja rather than a dopey red. The red and blue is iconic, but sometimes it's a little laughable.
Yeah. I can't imagine Peter Parker actually making that in, like 2-3 minutes and being like, okay, I got to be a superhero.
Yeah.
I get you. All right.
All right. Well, guys, thank you so much for coming on the show. If you guys have any social media, now would be the time to put it out there.
Absolutely, do so.
We actually have our own podcast on YouTube right now.
What?
Which is how I met these guys. They're cool.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, guys, please, put it out there.
Yeah, we do the Dead Inside podcast, where we kind of just talk about, really, what do we talk about?
Well,
it kind of just ranges.
It's kind of what the name kind of suggests. We are dead inside, and it's basically teen angst, despite the fact that we are in our 20s, or I'm in my 20s anyway. And we talk about stuff that we don't like.
You don't really feel like you're grown up ever, just to give you a heads up.
I am dressed like Spider-Man.
We're already older
in front
than you,
of you,
so we're just giving you a heads up.
Do I look like I know how to adult? I am dressed like Spider-Man right
Dude,
now.
Dude, I'm doing a podcast at a con right now. Does it look like I'm really adulting at the moment?
I have a world championship belt on my shoulder now.
Signed by Tommy Dreamer.
So, yeah.
So we are all just four man children talking about
four
yes.
man
yes.
children.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I try to adult so hard, but, you know, it's... You always go.
Just be comfortable in the skin that you are in right
It's not fun.
Well, anyhow, if anyone wants to find the Otaku Minute, you can look on the channel, The Otaku Minute.
Oh, yeah, that was my original YouTube channel when I did anime reviews during my weeb phase, and now it's the home of the Dead Inside podcast.
Okay, nice.
We mostly keep it out of irony and to remember what you once were. Isn't that right, LaQuesta?
Just when it seems like he starts getting into an anime, I think you need to watch this again. Just play it.
Feel like in this film, you are reverting back to your original state of weebdom.
Well, actually, on the Otaku Minute, I'm planning to go back into anime reviews at some point soon. Like, I've been watching some anime recently, but it's more like the classic where it's not really as flashy and...
Dragon Ball, Ranma, Sailor Moon.
None of that Nico Nico Ni stuff.
And I've been watching some shows by Ryuko Okada.
Okay.
Yeah, my friend's been forcing me to watch it. I recently watched Onisama-e. That was some really good stuff.
Okay.
It was good.
Yeah.
Right. I don't even like anime, and I loved it.
Okay, yeah. So you guys put out your YouTube, your podcast, anything else?
Well, I am JakeJet39 on Instagram, where I mostly shit post and put up stuff for my very amateurish cosplay.
Hey, it's there.
The way I describe my Spider-Man suit doesn't do it justice. You kind of just have to see it and make your own decision whether you like it or not. But
nice.
Yes, I am also a freelance voice actor, so if anyone wants to look into that.
You do have that sound to you.
Yeah, you do.
Oh,
I'll
thank
say that.
You. I do various impressions. Like, from regular show, I can do, like, pops. Like, ooh, hello, Mordecai and Ricky. And I can also do Muscle Man, where he's like, pops, what are you doing, guys? And
it kind of also sounded like Homestar Runner there for a second, too.
Oh, that's not very nice. Strong band.
God damn it, that was good.
That was really good, man.
Oh, I could also do Marge and Homer Simpson, like, oh my God, homie.
I don't want
that was
Marge.
Dope.
But Marge, the kids are gone, I don't know what to do.
Well. And I could do this all day, but I won't.
But you'd like to get paid to do it, too.
Yes, I
would. That'd be the dream.
I would love to follow in the voice... in the steps of the voice actor Mel Blanc, who did all the Looney Tunes voices, and I love him so much.
Do that. That guy is amazing.
He was amazing. He makes me want to do this more.
Right on. Mm-hmm. Anything else you guys want to plug really quick?
Well, my website is jacoblaquesta.com. I do weddings. Well, videography is mainly a thing, but I also do the thing where you jump out the cake. So, if you pay extra.
There's actually a job for that, huh? Right on.
Yes, definitely.
My 20th birthday will never be the same.
Oh, yes. why'd you hire me then?
I was expecting Megan Fox, not you.
Oh, please. $200 for Megan Fox? No way.
I thought it seemed
sketchy.
That's
actually kind of low. All right, guys. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Hey, no
problem. We appreciate
it.
You guys have a good one. Enjoy the rest of the con.
All right,
you too.
I'm not
making
him anything, but he is doing it.
And we're back with Word Vomit Podcast. This is kind of a personal thing for me. I am. This is my niece, Kayla Martin. I diapered her butt, almost raised her. I mean, we played Street Fighter when she was 5. She sit in my lap.
Butt masher.
Yeah, and she just, I raised her as a butt masher. I couldn't help it. She was young. And this is her boyfriend.
Z-Biocal.
Yeah. See, my niece now had the audacity to grow up, graduate high school.
How awkward is this for you
and
at this point?
Honestly.
Isn't that awkward?
No.
It's pretty good.
I've been worse.
I think
it's been worse.
I Zach here, he's a nice gentleman, and
Uncle only likes him because he's into the same things as he is.
And I mean, it's fine. I approve. I mean, he's a Smash player, but whatever. It's okay. It's okay. Z Blackout. I'm going to have to keep him on my eye on him.
That basically means you need to take the bitter with the sweet. That's what he's saying right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Behind my niece is my nephew, Johan Marpa.
Johan.
Behind me, because now she wants to be on the podcast, is my daughter, who's 10 years old. Madison, you could say something.
Hello. Hi, this is JoJo.
And yes, I have to have my family at cons I go to.
I almost feel like I shouldn't be here.
No, it's fine, Emmanuel. Yeah,
like, this is all a you guys
a
kind
bathroom
of thing.
Break type
no,
thing.
I'm
gonna go this
fine.
Way.
No, Emmanuel, you can ask my family questions.
Yeah, okay, ask
so
questions.
So first off, how are you guys enjoying the con?
Way more than I had expected to originally. Actually,
yeah.
This is my first one. I'm pretty much remembering going to.
I love
same.
It.
So I used to go to when I was little with him.
It's
yeah.
Pretty good. I love it. I love it.
You guys dig it?
Yeah.
I dig actually there's a lot more fan art than I had anticipated.
Yeah.
And they're actually way more impressive than I could ever
Well, this
imagine.
Is the fourth year.
Mm-hmm.
So
oh, really?
A lot
at
of artists.
At this building?
No, this is
no,
the first
time
in this building.
Yeah.
But it's been around for 4 years now.
Wow. Mm-hmm. What's the name of this specific one?
you're at the con and you're asking the question, what con are we in?
Well, I was called at like 8:30 this morning by her telling her that that's what we're doing today. So I just like go with the flow, you know?
You are at East Bay Comic Con right
East
now.
East Bay Comic Con. All right.
I thought it was mm-hmm.
One for the books.
No, honey. Kraken Con is in a few months. We may go to that one, too.
Oh, there's a Kraken Con.
Yes. I just come to these to be the babysitter.
Well, now you do. Now you do.
And I'm the boyfriend follower, I guess.
Yeah. Though, at Kraken Con, there's going to be game tournaments, so you can probably...
Oh, really?
Yeah, you would like probably what? Be able
Get
to
Get some
compete.
Smash matches in. Smash?
Is it game tournaments while drinking a bunch of Kraken?
No. No, no. This is a family-friendly con. This is not a... No.
What kind of...
Now I'm starting to second-guess me approving you from my niece here.
You're already too late to disapprove.
I guess I am. Yeah.
You're
yeah, I guess I am.
Though, so.
I guess I am.
Evie approves.
Thank you. Evie does approve. Emmanuel, other questions? My weird family stuff?
I swear, I just feel like the salt level is going up as he speaks more.
Why? I know. I'm sorry, man.
There's nothing wrong with being weird.
No.
No, definitely not.
That's our
actually, I want to shake your hand for that comment. That's worth shaking a hand for right there. Good job,
my
man.
Nephew right there.
No, so there's no problem being weird. I'm pretty sure when Picasso was making his weird paintings, people were like, that's not going to go anywhere.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now one of
well,
the more popular painters.
I don't think it did. I don't think it ever went anywhere with them until like now everyone wants them.
Yeah, there you go. So.
Now that he's dead, he gets money.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, you know what? Thank you so much for being on the show. We appreciate
yes.
it.
Thank all right.
you. Make sure you guys enjoy the rest of the show. Check out some of the panels. Talk to some of the artists.
Can I have another cookie?
Yeah.
You can have one more.
You
can
have
only one.
That's fine. That's okay. I bought them. It's
thank
okay.
You. Thank you.
Yes. Now, if you want to take the kids, you could totally do so.
We are at the 4th annual East Bay Comic Con, now being held at the Crown Plaza, and we've got some returning guests with us today.
That's right. That's right.
Gentlemen.
Yes. It is Zachary Evergreen here.
And Jonathan Fallon of Slime Wreck Radio.
Slime Wreck Radio.
Mm-hmm. Let me just give a cheap plug right now.
By all means.
How do you find it?
Well, I hope you don't edit this out like the last time you...
Oh!
Oh!
Oh! But you can find us at slimewreckradio.com. Now, Zach, I think you have something that you wanted to talk about.
I want this to actually to make air, so I'm going to use my best adult
We've
voice
had rivalries
here.
Before, but
little
this
bit.
One goes... It's higher than knee-high full of...
knee-high pie in the sky.
Oh, there it
I
is.
I thought we squashed this, actually.
Like, no,
we,
no,
like,
no,
we
no,
plugged
no.
your guys' show. We said, like, we weren't really going to do
but
that.
But you edited me. Oh, you, man. I didn't even say anything
we
bad,
We talked
really.
About freedom of speech and stuff like that and, like, and editing podcasts and just doing a free form. And you're,
wait,
like,
wait,
going
whoa, whoa,
for
whoa.
It.
Let's hold on. Let's calm down for a second.
But
he might edit this
agreed.
Out. This might not even make air.
I'm talking. Wait. You got another strap on you. You got a world title
oh,
there.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes.
My eye. I don't have my glasses
He's got
on
the
right
IIW
now.
Championship, dude.
What is that? Internet?
No, you're thinking ICW.
Oh,
Internet
yeah.
Community Wrestling.
Yeah, right. I am the champion of that, actually. But
his belt looks doper than mine, but mine means more because Ric
Yours
Flair had it.
Yours are gold. Yours are gold. This is silver. I beat a man in third strike.
So we've learned one thing. This man over here is not colorblind.
So anyway, look, I'm going to say I drank a lot of moonshine.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I drank a lot of moonshine, and I yelled at you a lot. I said a lot of wrong things, And I just want to say to you directly, I apologize.
I just want to say, if you want to hear the rival
don't,
podcast,
don't
listen to
don't.
The Year in Review podcast
no,
at SlimeRecRadio.com.
Do not.
And you'll hear
don't
Zach
hear
here,
it.
Zachary
that
Evergreen.
That wasn't me. That was White Lightning
rebuting
Zach.
Rebuting your
wait,
edits
wait, 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 wait,
from last year.
White
year's
Lightning
okay.
Zach.
Okay, that's
I
different.
Was given moonshine. I became a different person, and
it's,
I forgot to take my pills
it's
that
not
day.
Like he was affiliated with a certain type of group. That's
no,
not
no,
what
White Lightning means moonshine.
It's oh, he's going to add more so the idea of White Lightning Zach.
No, White Lightning is what they call moonshine, right? So what?
I wouldn't know.
I don't
drink.
I have no idea. Well, but, I mean, you say moonshine, I got it.
Yeah, moonshine. Well, they call
yeah,
it white lightning.
Yeah.
So, anyway, when I drink it, I get a little upset, and I said some things
as,
I probably shouldn't have said.
As we all do.
So, I'm just here to go, I apologize,
oh
gentlemen.
I can't believe
okay.
I'm going against
oh,
my
come on,
own
don't leave it hanging.
And I'm like, Zach, you're kowtowing to this right now? I mean, I'm not here just to, like, fuel this aggression here, but, Zach, you are totally kowtowing, dude. You're basically dropping this trap. You're basically being Kevin Nash and Hulk Hogan's, like, poking.
Hey, yo. How many people out here that hear Slime Wreck Radio? And how many people here are here to hear and see Word Vomit?
Woo!
Oh,
one more for the bad guys.
I'm not sure who that was for.
Neither do I.
I got everyone's attention. That's
yeah,
the point.
Everybody
right?
stopped and looked at you for a second.
So, so when are we going to get into a when you going to, like, when are we going
to
do something, man?
We have to have a phone in, man, or we have to be
we
got to
do something. We got to do a multicast.
I don't mind doing that.
We're trying to get a booth here because we wanted to get one, and we want to get one right next to yours.
I honestly thought you guys were going to have one, actually.
We were trying to,
but
and
we
they
found
never
out
got me
Elimination
back.
Chambers
oh,
the same day. We can't
she's
do it.
She's got that Eevee. Dude, that is one of the coolest Eevees ever. I collect them. I got to catch them all.
So does my daughter.
I love Eevees. My favorite is Espeon. Hell yeah to Espeon. Glaceon is awesome. Okay, do not get me started on
okay,
Glaceon.
Zach,
I killed
the heat,
all
man.
The Elite Four on with Glaceon.
Zach, you're breaking the heat. This
I'm sorry,
just,
I'm, break,
this
I'm breaking.
Rated,
you know what?
And then you
I know. I know when we can actually do it. When we actually have a wrestling episode,
brother.
Oh, yeah. I feel like that's gonna be the best one to
so
do it.
So you
want to
make it on your
you
schedule?
You
want to
make it in the big time of a podcast?
You
you're
make
a
it on your
You've been around
right
for
now.
A year. We got seven on ya.
You can't just do that, brother.
We were number one in what's hot and hip on iTunes.
I'll tell you when you want to win the strap in the podcast war. You're gonna win it on Slime
Radio's
like, time when we say it happens. When we say you're up for the title.
Oh,
and
wait,
that
you put that title on the line too.
And
go blows.
That was the day that.
I only put
that
this
word
on the line
vomit
against
realized
Street
that
Fighter,
they
sir.
Just got oh. schooled by Slime Mike Radio.
How about podcast champion title ship match?
I didn't know I was in the running for that.
Wait, I'm sorry. Sorry, sir. What is
it's going to happen in Vallejo. We'll get the bouncy house. The belts are on the line.
I don't know, Shannon. You want to put your belt on the line?
In a bouncy house?
A bouncy house match.
Title
no.
for title. Trust me, I know this
She's
guy.
Not my manager.
He's got a bouncy house in his garage that I can just pull out and put
you
it somewhere.
You will face me, Zachary Evergreen, a.k.a. Hypothermia, with a hypo elbow. And you're going to come, brother, and I'm going to bring it.
Well, it's going to be ref by none other than Dark Meat Grandpa Strange.
Dark Meat Grandpa Strange is going to be there?
Okay. Yes.
Oh, my God. Grandpa Meat, he's been retired for 3 years.
Also, is going to be there. Hotel Motel Manleaf Martel.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. That's too close.
Are you telling me that Biff Malibu might be there as well? His tag team partner?
Huh.
You're lost for words. And that's what normally what happens. What else has been up?
I'll have
yeah,
to
what's
process
up, guys?
This challenge.
Yeah. It's he's going through his mind right now. Do I want to do this? Do I not? Do I do it? Oh, what do I do? What do I do?
You notice instantaneously we became like the fucking center of attention.
So obviously...
that's
I'm
how
Jonathan
we do
Bowen,
it, brother.
And we got Zachary Evergreen over here, my counterpart. And we got E-Man from Word
Stop
Vomit.
It.
And I'm not
Sean
sure.
Vander.
Sean Vander. Okay. Last time we were on, you
wait a minute.
Left.
Wait a minute.
I think maybe you went to go bathroom or something.
Do you want Mark Hamill to come and manage us?
Mark. Oh. Let's get
the Joker here, and we're going to
wow,
have
he
a
shut
match.
Fast.
Oh my God! I didn't know you had rights to this guy.
I'm sorry, but you don't know what I can and cannot do.
We won him.
Wait,
in
wait,
our
wait!
Wrestling
well,
match.
Well, we've got you, Mr. Hammond. Well, we got you. Please.
Yes.
The eulogy that you gave to the Batman.
Oh, the bats! We're one and the same, aren't we? I'm sorry, but my blood is pumping through your veins as we speak, and the antitoxin won't work. you and Gotham will be gone.
Excuse me, Joker, what do you think of Meryl Streep?
I think Meryl Streep needs to stick to acting and stop being political. We all know Trump's a supervillain. Overrated dude.
Actually, did you see these Transformers cards that they put out for that? Actually?
You know, as a kid, I never liked Transformers. I was more into Rock Lords.
Rock Lords were dope, dude. Tombstone was the coolest.
I mean, what other toy can you transform into a man into a rock to throw at your best friend?
Check it out. Here's your stinger. Remember your time. Ready? You're listening to Word Vomit.
That's right.
The second best podcast on the internet.
You're dumb.
I'll take it.
I'll give you a complimentary one. Check this out. You're listening to Word Vomit. Try not to laugh.
I can do Joker too, dude.
You can kind of do Joker.
I'm not going to lie. These guys have pretty much taken over the show.
Oh, let's do a Joker.
Stop it. Okay. Why are you doing this? Why are you always
Joker here?
I'm going to go. Jason Statham,
Joker.
You don't understand that if my adrenaline doesn't stay up, I'll die.
I've faced many of foes, but nothing of the likes of Jason Statham.
You put that shit in me, I'm gonna get it out. I'm Jason Statham.
I saw your shitty movie.
I'm coming at you. I'm gonna come at you with two swords. I don't know why I get the swords.
No, please crank it up.
I'm so sorry. I don't understand Jason Statham.
All right, so I can see my Joker's not that good, but I can still do
Sorry, Jonathan! Stick to something normal, will you? I can't stand it when you're off.
Okay, how about...
It's Walter White! Hey, can I have some blue
because
sky?
Because this is a video podcast, yes, this is working. How about Joker Phil, Joker on the Dr.
All
Phil
of a sudden,
show?
Joker started getting an English accent at the very end.
You know, sometimes you don't know where the joke is going to go.
I think it's Australian.
It's more so now he sounds like Murdoch from the Gorillaz.
Well, I'm sorry, but it's kind of how it goes.
Hey, I'm not complaining.
Anyway, I don't know. I guess I do the Joker so much that like I start becoming my own. Stop it. Stop it, Zach. Stop doing the Joker.
Oh, Steph.
Stop it. Jonathan, what do you want?
If you don't know Steph,
they know Steph. He definitely knows
she
me.
She has
I've
the
seen
one-man
him.
Show. And
There's children around. It's not allowed.
Right. It's not.
It does involve
a
Pikachu.
Because there's only one man allowed. But that's a
And
story.
A Slowpoke. And maybe a Snorlax.
Those are Pokemon. Okay, that's different.
Gentlemen, while I got you here, please, plug your stuff, man.
Well, thank you for having us. We're going to get out of your hair. It's slimewreckradio.com. And
yes, slimewreckradio.com.
Oh, Zach, don't you have a shitty band?
Oh, I do have a crappy band. Thank you. heavensheels.com. And if you want to hear some Black Sabbath ripoff, Typo Negative, like totally crap
that's
band.
That's not even on par.
Yeah. Totally not on par, but it's me doing it, so you might get a kick out of it. So heavenseals.com, and of course, slimewreckradio.com, and the Joker approves. Thank you so much, Word Vomit. Try not to get messy.
Hey, you guys have been great. All right.